We recently spoke with Karina Huffman from the Highland County Humane Society to find out more about their upcoming annual Family Fun Day.
We will be holding our Family Fun Day October 7th at the Highland Volunteer Fire Department right in Monterey. It's an all-day event from 10 to 4. We'll be having a silent auction with lots of local goodies and gift certificates, local artisan wares as well. A 50-50 raffle, pets for adoption. We'll also have homemade goodies for people and pets. Numerous free kids activities, including a bouncy house, outdoor games, arts and crafts, giant bubbles, face painting, and so much more. Come down and join us and hopefully meet your new best friend. We'll have some specials on adoptions and have lots of cats and kittens right now that are looking for a new home. Bluegrass Barbecue will be offering breakfast and lunch, and the Highland County Volunteer Rescue Squad will be selling their desserts and baked goods. We'll also hold a rabies and microchip clinic the same day, same location, but only from 10 a.m. till noon. Dr. Joe Malcolm will be there and will be offering other vaccinations and services at a discount.
She offered some tips for pet owners bringing their animals for treatment.
Pretty much just bring your pet. Cats need to be in a carrier so they don't get scared. Dogs on a leash, or we can come out to the vehicle to vaccinate dogs. If Dr. Joe doesn't have a history of your rabies vaccine, even if it's expired, if you can bring that along, that will show proof of a prior rabies and we can get a 3-year vaccine done then. Vaccinations will be $10 per pet, and microchipping with a lifetime registration will be $25.
The Humane Society offers a special cat adoption program which may be of interest.
We offer a barn cat program and kind of jokingly call it organic pest control, but it really is, especially if you have a mouse problem in or around your farm or house or garage. Cats can be a great deterrent, and they also are usually pretty avid hunters. Our barn cat program, even though the adoption fee is completely waived, can be a choice of a tame cat if you choose that you want a friendly barn kitty or friendly working cat up to completely feral. Not aggressive, but just not cuddly. They all receive the same vet care as far as coming to your location spayed or neutered, already vaccinated, tested for feline leukemia and FIV, had parasite control. We will deliver and we'll get them all set up there at your place. That's not exclusive to just Highland County, too. We have a lot of barn kitties around in our neighboring counties, so we certainly like to promote that program. We have a lot of nice cats and kittens right now that would make good barn kitties or working cats as well.
They are always looking for volunteers and other types of assistance.
We're 100% volunteer-based and foster-based. We don't operate a building, don't receive tax dollars or anything like that. So our donor funds and our fundraising events are kind of what keeps us going, so we can help the community members and animals here and around Highland County. We're always looking for volunteers to help with things such as stuffing envelopes, to driving our transport van, to fostering a pet at your house. If you choose to foster, we do supply all things that you need for that pet and still continue to care for that pet or veterinary care that's needed. You just provide the love and time. For our upcoming auction, we still are accepting silent auction items. They can be local artisan wares, gift certificates, gift cards, gift baskets, something you've made, are all very popular at our silent auction.
For more information, find them on Facebook at Highland Humane. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.